92.9 and 96.5 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Restarting our country is proving to be more difficult than people thought. Now that folks are emerging from their homes after a long year of virus lockdown, a lot of business owners are finding it difficult to ramp back up to the staff level they had a year ago. In fact, a couple of days ago, I went to a restaurant that I like a lot and found out that they have a staffing shortage. They are no longer open for lunch. They're opening at 4 p.m. on weekdays. That was very disappointing. Many restaurants are challenged to reactivate their furloughed staff or hire replacements, and a big part of that, we've talked about this many times over the last year, is that people are making more money collecting unemployment than actually working their minimum wage job. As a result, it's going to be a really long time before many Good Food Fast franchises reopen their dining rooms because they don't have the staff to maintain the new cleaning standards. Others have been forced to eliminate breakfast or late night service, and across the country, an astonishing 42% of small business owners said that they just cannot get people to take the jobs that they have. It's unfortunate that businesses either can't or just don't want to pay decent rates for staff. They consider every job menial, and they'll only pay the legal minimum. But the thing is, that's not enough for people to live on these days. So the people who are working are burning out because they're working longer shifts and more days. Plus, working at restaurants has become incredibly dangerous. Customers have no patience. They become irate faster than you can blink. Some have even pulled out guns and shot up the drive-thru window. But if you're brave and you want a job, they are out there. I think the one thing all businesses are learning this year is that minimum wage is no longer good enough, and they've got to do better for their employees.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.